This is HPR episode 2511 entitled Response to Episode 2496. It is hosted by BeEasy and is about 7 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is how I am using the Raspberry Pi script discussed episode 2496.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio fans. This is BeEasy once again with another episode. This one is going to be really short. It's just in response to Dave Morris's recent episode that came out today, which is, what is today's date? The 26th of February, 2018. And it's about this little bash script that he wrote. It's fully featured and well documented, and has really good best practices on how to write a bash script. But anyway, I wouldn't expect anything else from Dave. What I wanted to talk about today, just really briefly, is how I just use the script in the couple of minutes that after inspecting it and looking how it worked. I tried it out. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. And I noticed what I had plugged in my house right now. Out of the 6 or 7 that I own, I only have 4 plugged in, and 3 of them are Raspberry Pi 3s. One is a Raspberry Pi 2, and the 3 Raspberry Pi 3s, they all worked with the command just fine. But the Raspberry Pi 2, it's my oldest one that I still am using, and I've messed around with a lot, so I don't know if I either deleted the VCGNCMD command, which is the little utility that goes on the Pis as a way to, if you look in the script that he made, it's the real workhorse of the script. It's the thing that is looking at all the able to look at all the different pieces of information on the device and output them. And for whatever reason, when I ran the command on the Raspberry Pi 2, it said command not found. I found an article about it, and the other thing that's a little weird is like it's the only one that is running Raspi, and the other 3 are running Ubuntu 16.04. But after looking around online for a little bit, I found a forum, a Raspberry Pi forum, about what to do if it's not installed, and I'm going to put a link to that in the show notes, as well as the link inside the link, which basically what it says to do is, oh, here, there's a GitHub repo where you can download the source for this, this program and then build it on the Pi, or you can build it off the Pi and cross compile, which I didn't feel like doing. So I just went right onto the Pi, and it doesn't matter if it takes a half hour, I can just let it run and come back later. And I don't know how long it took because, like I said, I just let it run and came back later. But yeah, you just have to go and pull it and then CD into the directory and build it. And make sure you have CMake installed. Once I did that, I said, well, let me think about this a little bit. There's a few ways I like to automate tools like this. One of them is using Ansible. And I think I might have talked about Ansible before, but it's a tool developed by, well, I think now it's developed by Red Hat. I don't know if it originally was. And it's a way to do automation, and it's agentless. So unlike some other, applications, it's agentless and you don't need anything installed except for SSH. And I also use Fabric, which is for a similar reason, because all you need is SSH. But in the meantime, before I started to do anything crazy or anything fancy, I just made a simple for loop, and I know the host names of those four Raspberry Pis, so I just said, in pseudocode, it goes like this. For Pi in this list of Raspberry Pi host names, I'm going to cat the whatpi file, and then I'm going to pipe the output of the cat, which is, you know, the details of the file, into SSH, and then do a bash command of the standard out, which is that file name, on every one of those hosts. So what ends up happening is, one by one, I get a screen full of information about that Raspberry Pi. And if I wanted to, I could redirect the output of that into a text file, just so I'll have it. That's what I did right now. I'll also put that one-liner in my show notes just to show how I used it. But I think this is what Hacker Public Radio is all about. It's about a community of people who like to tinker and mess around with things, sharing their experiences. And then every once in a while, you find one of those gems that really connects with you, and you try it out yourself, and it works for you, and it makes you smile. And sometimes it can be something simple and just get something accomplished for a personal project. Sometimes it can, at least for me, turn into a big idea that I have for my company, or a way that I can market my services in a way that I didn't have before. But a lot of times, like I said, it's just, you know, doing something fun and learning more about hobbies that interest you. So that's it for this episode. Stay tuned for more episodes of Hacker Public Radio. Once again, I invite all listeners to record this, an episode just like I am right now. One note about this recording: if it sounds different than previous recordings, I'm doing this on purpose to show how easy it is. I just right now looked for a random video audio recorder on my phone, Android phone, installed it, and started recording this episode. And so within 5 minutes, you can start recording an episode for Hacker Public Radio. That's how easy it is. Now I just have to go and save this file. I'll probably move it to my computer and then just go to Hacker Public Radio. But I don't even think I need to do that. I'm pretty sure if I just went to Hacker Public Radio's website on my phone, I should be able to just do it straight from there. Actually, I'm going to try that. That will be my mission for the day. I want to do this all just from my phone to show how easy it is. So thank you once again, and this is Be Easy signing out.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.